And we're back. Welcome back to the Ottawa Authorities podcast. My name is Jay, and this is Gerald coming to you live. Oh my goodness, do we have some big, big, big changes in the automotive industry coming soon to a theater near you. Are you ready to do this, Gerald?
Oh yeah, it's going to be a new year.
Have you ever felt like you were taken for a ride while buying, selling, or repairing your car? Well, not anymore. I'm Jay, and this is the podcast to tell you what to watch out for, whether you are buying, selling, or repairing your car. With over 26 years of automotive experience, we are the Auto Authorities. This podcast is sponsored by iAutoAgent.com. We're real estate agents for cars.
Booyah. Welcome back to the Auto Authorities. Happy, happy new year. And we have some amazing show today. There are huge changes coming to the automotive industry, and we're going to let you know how you can take advantage of that today. But before we get going, I want to thank our sponsors, iAutoAgent.com. That's I like integrity, AutoAgent.com. They have several different divisions. Number one, they have a fleet division where they help businesses with fleets buy, maintain those fleets, and sell those fleet vehicles for maximum profit and handling all the things to boost their bottom line and letting the business owner run their business. They act as real estate agents for cars. They will help you sell your vehicle at no cost to you, handle everything. They will help you buy a vehicle nationwide, and they will help you get the best extended warranty in the business. And what they do is they shop for the very, very best rates nationwide. So if you have extended warranty questions, call iAutoAgent.com, contact them, send them a message. And then, of course, we have Wrestling with Sales. And Gerald, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, we have our show, Wrestling with Sales, and you can now see that on the channel that I'm the chief content officer of, Wrestling Spotlight. It's a 24/7 pro wrestling television channel. It's available on Local Now, on TCL Plus, apps that are on Local Now is on literally every smart television. And you can see some of the best independent wrestling territories from around the country on there. So a lot of the people that are going to be the stars of tomorrow, you can see them today on Wrestling Spotlight. This week, I talked with Cody James from the National Wrestling Alliance and Chicago Style Wrestling, one of our signature promotions on the channel. And we just kind of previewed what's coming up in 2024. That's available now. You can also find it on YouTube. And that show brought to you by Montway Auto Transport. So definitely tying in both worlds, get a little pro wrestling talk and build it into management and how you have to work hard to see results. So really interesting topic. And you can check out the channel on Local Now on TCL Plus, built into your TVs already, 24/7 right there.
Cool. And then for all those that are just joining us, we go live on Tuesday at 12 p.m. on Facebook group page, The Auto Authorities, on LinkedIn. But what I want you to do right now is take out your phone and subscribe to The Auto Authorities on YouTube. We are getting a ton of views and we are worldwide. So go to The Auto Authorities on YouTube, hit the subscribe, hit the notification button. And if you just want to listen to us while you're driving to work, you can even go to iTunes and Pandora and all those different ones. And if you just don't know which one you want to go to, just go to the autoauthorities.com. That's our website. And you can see all the 19 different channels that we broadcast on. But let's really get into this, Gerald. Let's talk about, there are major changes coming and they had to come. It had to happen. And now it's starting to happen. Prices are dropping.
Absolutely. Black book values on used cars just over the week, end of December, begin the new year, they dropped 6.5% across the board. So a 6.5% drop on the price of a used car. That is a huge number, right? It's a historic number for the beginning of a year. It's still not enough to bring the prices down to where they were pre-pandemic, But you can safely say that used cars are the most affordable now than they've been since 2019. Because 2019, they spiked and went up almost 40%. So now you're down to probably being about 25% more than they were in 2019. Still a lot, but it's getting down there. It's a lot more affordable.
It's coming. And truly, this is what we're recommending to our clients that come to iAuto Agent, is that here's actually a story for you. So we actually had a client as a 2023 Corvette Stingray 3LT convertible, 70th anniversary, 1600 miles, came to us. We did some shopping around dealerships like good old Carvana and CarMax. They were offering like $78,000, maybe as much as 80, and that's it. We came in and we're giving them $87,000 for this vehicle.
Wow.
And and it's still bringing like mid-90s right now. But this is what we told this gentleman, because he's like, I think I'm going to keep it because I'm going to take a hit. I said, if you think you're going to take a hit now, wait till about 30 days, 60 days. You think you're going to take a hit? It's going to be insane because, and this is what we said, and this is something for everybody to listen to. These people that have $90,000 to $100,000 to buy a vehicle, the price difference has to be so extreme between the new and the used for them to go to the used.
Sure.
And the more expensive of the vehicle, the harder of a drop it's going to have.
Oh, absolutely. There's a reason why, when you look at the fastest depreciating vehicles on the road, they're European luxury cars. They're high-end sports cars. I mean, here, I used to be a GSM at a Chevy dealership. Why do you think Chevy dealerships, go to any Chevy dealership anywhere in the country, ask them to test drive a Corvette? No one will let you. You drive a Corvette when you buy a Corvette. The reason why is the value is to the first owner, and they drop like a rock on the second owner. They all do, any high performance car, because people want to buy them when they're brand new, when they're under warranty, and they don't drive them much. The least valuable car you can get is a high mileage import sports car, because that car's done. It's cooked. Mm-hmm. They're meant to drive like 4,000 miles a year. Somebody had it. Oh man, this is my car. It's my daily driver. They slammed 24,000 miles on a Porsche in a year and a half. That car's worthless. That thing probably lost 70% of its value. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it's going to be a used high-end import car, it's got to be insanely cheap, because now you're looking at that cliff where everything's expensive. It's $1,000 oil change. It's a $6,000 repair. Oh, the one turbo lifter's out. It's $8,000. The other one's $8,000. It's going to go too. Yeah. And nobody will sell you an extended warranty on them. And if they do, they're a fortune for the warranty.
Well, one thing that we can help with, and that is true, if you go to the dealer, there are going to be a lot. Go to iAuto Agent. We just help somebody get into an extended warranty for a Mercedes GLC 63.
Okay.
And I don't want to quote it, but it was really, really inexpensive. It's just because we don't mark them up as much, Gerald. I mean, there's a huge profit margin there, but it's really a seller's market. I'm sorry, a buyer's market. It's a buyer's market right now. And this is your opportunity to either get out of a losing stock, your vehicle right now that you think keep holding on to it. It's best to get out of it now versus wait. Mm-hmm. And it's a great time to get into a vehicle right now. Dealerships want to move these things out.
Oh yeah. And you're at the historic slowest time of the year now. Right. I mean, you came through the one slow period. The beginning of December is always horrible for dealerships just because you have all the holidays going. I mean, you know, you're coming out of Thanksgiving, you have Hanukkah, you have Christmas, you have bad weather, you have all sorts of corporate parties, you have year-end parties, you're coming up on New Year's. I mean, it's always bad. But then that last week of December is one of the best weeks of the year. People are racing to get their cars in by the end of the year. There's some tax incentives to buy in at the end of the year. Well, now that's over. Now you're in January. And it's not quite what it used to be before the internet, which kind of leveled out car sales a little bit. But it's still a bad month. January and February are still bad. There's still not a lot of inventory because you're at that breaking point with the model year turnover. So if you're going to, especially a Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram dealership right now, and they're sitting on here, this was an amazing stat. I just did a little bit of quick research on. How about new 22s within 500 miles of where we're broadcasting from? 1,789 new 2022s on the ground at dealers. And you see right there, the dealership that paid for a sponsored listing of their new 22, a Grand Cherokee Hybrid Overland Edition, brand new 2022. What kind of deal do you think you can get on that bad boy?
I'd say I would hope that they could get a lot of money off because now it's a used car.
Yeah, you can't even loan on it as a new car anymore. Maybe no. Chrysler Capital will, but no other bank will.
No. And that's the time that you can go in and take out the hammer or call iAuto Agent and use our vehicle finder program, and we'll help you with that. But you're right, Gerald. That's where the opportunity is right now, is in these new cars, which are basically used cars. They're left over. It's just like it's almost like the times it used to be. Not quite, because you're not going to be able to go into Toyota and Honda and hammer them. But you can go into a Jeep dealership. Where else you think you can go?
Really almost anywhere except, like you said, Toyota, Honda, and Subaru. Everyone else, and select Chevys. Chevy is still pretty thin on inventory if it's not a Silverado. But Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Mazda. Mazda's giving away cars. Nissan, they haven't even slowed down. Nissan is still trying to get rid of cars. Mitsubishi. I mean, literally anyone except those top three import brands, Honda, Toyota, Subaru, and select Chevrolets. But literally everybody else. And it's because you just have to sell these cars. The domestic brands, the strike really made virtually no difference because Ford and Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram are right back in having a massive oversupply. I mean, here, a healthy dealership, one of your goals, one of the things that you really want to accomplish is to sell off the previous model year before the year changes. You don't want to have new cars that aren't their new calendar year. So you're coming up at the end of 23. You want all your 23s gone before it turns to 24. Well, we just showed that there's almost 2,000 new 22s basically in the Missouri area. You know, we're broadcasting this from Kansas City and St. Louis, so a 500-mile circle from right in the center of the state. We got 2,000 new 22s. Did the same number for new 22s and 23s, and I had 10,000 plus. And I guarantee you, if we take a look through that, the vast majority of those are Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Rams, and Fords. There's no shortage of those.
And a couple things. They're expensive still, even with the discounts, because the interest rates are high. But I'm gonna encourage you to do this. Don't be married to the rate, be married to the car. Because we're gonna see some cuts. They're talking about 3 or 4 different cuts possibly this year. Now, they're not gonna be huge cuts, but it will definitely help in that sense. And I'll tell you, this is my opinion. Here's who's going to win this right now, is the person that has that older car, has 100,000 miles on it, and they are not going to take a hit. Like, unless it's, again like Gerald said, a European vehicle. But let's say you've got a GMC, a Yukon, or you have an older Chevy Suburban or Equinox or something like that, you're going to win right now because your vehicle's not depreciating as much as some of these newer vehicles are. And it's time, if you're thinking about selling it, sell it. I'd like to say call iAutoAgent.com. It's up to you.
Yeah.
But it's smart. You know, it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, because you can work a deal on the new car and just get whatever the financing is. You know, you can reach out to your local credit union. I mean, about the best rates out there right now, looking at credit unions in the region in Kansas City and St. Louis and major banks, about the best you're going to get anywhere is a 6% at 60 months, which is good. The Fed funds rate's 5.5. But if you talk down your price on the car, trust me, your bank, your credit union, they're going to be begging for you to refinance that car. And car refinancing, which, you know, a lot surprises me, but I guess we're looking at it a little bit from the inside. A lot of people don't realize it's free. It's not like refinancing a house. There's no origination fees. There's no lender fees. It's free. And the lenders would love to do it because they want to get that business. So you can save twice. You can save in getting the prices down on the car up front, and then you can save on the interest rate because the Fed's going to cut the rates. I mean, they've already said it. And functional inflation is down at the target already. So you know they're coming. And now's the time to jump because here, look at this. This is crazy. Here is what used car prices have done since the pandemic. I referenced it earlier. You can see where that spike is up there. And it's just starting to come on down. As that number comes down more, that's going to drive all of these prices down. Because here's your new car prices. I mean, look at that.
And I got to say it, Gerald, just like we predicted in, I don't know, it was sometime last year, we said incentives were coming back.
Oh, yeah.
And they're back in full force. Just take a look at the commercials. You're going to get low financing. You're going to get rebates. You might get both. There's a lot of opportunity. And that's why we come to you every single week for this. Out of the goodness of our heart, we want to help you make an educated decision. And if you have any questions, you can go to theautoauthorities.com, send us a question, go to the YouTube page, The Auto Authorities, obviously subscribe, get notified. Send us your question in the comments. We'll respond to every single one. We get a lot of them, and we will spend as much time as we need to make sure that we get back to each and every one of you, because I'm sure you have questions right now, and I'm sure you're thinking, oh, well, I've got this car. I wonder if I should sell it right now and go get another car. Give us a call, because we'll help you. Right, Gerald?
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, you're at a point where there's a lot of confusing messages out there. And the biggest thing I'm seeing is people are getting hyper-focused on the interest rates. Don't. Because right now, there aren't great interest rates. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Unless it's an incentivized rate where the company is offering 0% like a Mazda. If you like the Mazda and you can get 0%, great. They're good cars. It's fine. Heck, if you like the CX-50, the Mazda CX-50 is the Toyota Corolla Cross. It's a co-produced car. It's the same car.
Ooh, that's a good little golden nugget. I didn't know that.
The Corolla Cross has no incentives, nothing. The CX-50, 0%.
I did not know that. So it's actually the same car?
Yeah, it's the same car.
It's a Toyota motor or a Mazda motor?
Toyota. And
holy shit.
The financing is even by Toyota Finance, because Toyota Finance is Mazda Finance.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well,
don't advertise it, but yeah, that's it. Toyota is the finance arm for Mazda.
Well, I think we end on that note because, man, that's a heck of a golden nugget here. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So ironically, the best deal you can get on a Toyota right now is by going to your local Mazda dealership and getting a Mazda CX-50. There's no Corolla Crosses on the ground. If you're lucky, a dealership has one. Most of your Mazda dealerships have 10 or 12 CX-50s sitting on the ground.
I love it.
Same car.
Well, thanks, Gerald, for that golden sure. nugget. And everybody, subscribe to the Auto Authority's YouTube page. And we'll see you next week. Peace.
Absolutely.